Thanks, Charles. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Avino's second quarter 2017 financial results conference call. Thank you all for joining us here today. Before we begin, please note that the full financial statements and MD&A are now available on our website. During this call, I will cover the highlights of our second quarter 2017 financial and operating performance, and then we will open up for questions. Before I begin, I would like to highlight the fact that Avino commenced reporting its financial results in US dollars as of the first quarter of 2017. Accordingly, all dollar amounts expressed in the conference call and the associated interim financial statements and MD&A are in US dollars unless otherwise noted. Prior periods were reported in Canadian dollars. Asset and liability amounts previously reported in Canadian dollars have been translated into US dollars as at January 1st, 2016, and December 31st, 2016. The second quarter of 2017 was a productive quarter for the company, where we were able to move forward with several key initiatives necessary to progress our long-term strategic growth plan. In Mexico, construction continued on mill circuit 4, which will be used to process mill feed from the Avino Mine and will increase the throughput capacity of our processing plant by 70%. Thus far, construction is on schedule, within budget, and is expected to be completed in Q1 2018. In April, we released the results of an updated positive preliminary economic assessment on the oxide tailings resource and began studies on alternate storage methods for the tailings from our current operations. Both will help us move the oxide tailings resource project forward. Revenue from mining operations for the quarter was $7.9 million, compared to $9 million during the second quarter last year. The decrease mainly a result of fewer ounces sold from San Gonzalo, as well as remaining inventory at the end of the quarter. Mine operating income, $2.5 million, essentially the same as last year. Our realized silver price increased by 1% from $1,699 to $1,709 per ounce sold. Our realized gold price decreased slightly from $1,262 to $1,259 per ounce sold compared to the second quarter last year. Our realized copper price increased by 20% from $4,706 to $5,643 per ton. Earnings for the quarter before income taxes were $1.5 million compared to $1.2 million last year. During the second quarter of 2017, net income increased to $1.2 million or $0.02 per share from a net loss of $336,000 or $0.01 per share during the corresponding period 2016. The increase is mainly due to operational efficiencies achieved at the Avino and San Gonzalo mine. Cash of $5.9 million and short-term investments consisting of cash of $7.5 million was on hand at the end of the quarter. Capital expenditures during the second quarter of 2017 were $4.5 million compared to $7.4 million last year. Capital expenditures during the second quarter relate to the advancement of operations at the Avino and Braylorn mines. Now on to operations. In Q2 2017, our silver equivalent production increased by 11% from 630,000 to 698,000 ounces due to higher silver and gold feed grades at the Avino Mine and also greater mill availability. In Q2 2016, mill circuit 3 was down for several weeks for required maintenance. Individually, our silver production was up 1% to 386,000 ounces. Gold production was up 29% to 1,954 ounces, and our copper production was up 7% to 1.1 million pounds. Our consolidated all-in sustaining cash cost for the quarter was $10.42 compared to $10.97 last year, a decrease of 5%. All-in sustaining cash cost at San Gonzalo Mine during the second quarter 2017 was $9.99 per silver equivalent ounce compared to $10.89 during the second quarter 2016, a decrease of 8%. all-in sustaining cash costs at the Avino mine during the second quarter of 2017 were $10.56 compared to $11.01 last year, a decrease of 4%. At Braylorn, we continue to review strategic operating plans and in July published a comprehensive news release outlining our objectives. Our new plan involves opening the mine at a higher throughput rather than scaling up operations to reach our desired level. We are currently planning an underground drill program to expand and improve confidence in our resource base, which is scheduled to be followed by the construction of a new tunnel at the 800 level, large enough to accommodate new mechanized equipment for the proposed long-hole retreat mining method. In addition, we also received notification that funding to hold our third annual underground mining training cohort was approved. This year, we are planning to hold the cohort in Pemberton Valley to accommodate community members from the Nkwatka and other communities associated with the Lower Statlium Tribal Council. For more information, please see our news release dated July 10, 2017. Now let's move on to our outlook for 2017. Management remains focused on the following key objectives: maintain and improve profitable mining operations while managing operating costs and achieving efficiencies, continue with Mill Circuit 4 expansion to increase Avino mine production in 2018, conduct a successful underground drill program in 2017 to increase and improve confidence in our resource base at Braylorn, continue mine expansion drilling and explore regional targets on the Avino property, follow the recommendations made in the 2017 PEA on the oxide tailings resource at the Avino mine and assess the potential for processing the oxide tailings resource. We would now like to move the call to the question and answer portion. Operator?